She was stubbornly reckless, so her tattoos scream. She could make a man big like a dog, or make him feel like a king. And then she'd walk away like it didn't mean a thing. She left him drowning in the gutter, drowning in the booze, drowning in his sorrow, drowning in the blues. He was baptized in whiskey, his better angel shed a tear. The crumpled fenders of his heart, they were left lying on the side of the road. Now he was the devil's handsome brother, silky evil right down to the core. He drank the soul straight from his women, and then abandon them like common whores. And to him, her tattoos, they didn't mean a thing. He left her choking back tequila, choking on the bad news, choking on her madness, choking on her blues. Now she's choking on a pistol barrel, her better angels fled in fear. And her welding chassis was found bloody on the side of the road. Well, he saw a man drowning in the gutter. For some reason he thought he knew him well. Then he learned what happened to her and how he likely pushed her on down the hill. So he kept on walking, pretending that it didn't mean a thing. But you know, he was crippled by the guilt, crippled by the pain, crippled by the horror of it all, crippled by the blame. So he walked off the bridge while his better angels cheered. And 3 days later, his body washed up on the side of the road. We all just walked right past them as they lay there on the side of the road.